It's a logical but often overlooked fact that global warming affects both air and water temperatures. Michael Fogarty of the National Marine Fisheries Service says that sea surface temperatures along New England's coast have increased by 2 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit in the past 40 years.
For example, in Booth Bay Harbor series, which has been recorded since 1905, we've seen the highest temperature in the entire series peaking in 2006. It's since come down slightly because of some cold winter temperatures in the last 2 years, but we've seen a pretty steady increase throughout the late, from a low in the late 60s to present. And so it's a very substantial change in the temperature.
Temperature is a key factor in determining where plants and animals live. Over the past decade or so, scientists studying terrestrial wildlife have documented everything from trees to birds gradually moving north to stay within their comfort zones. Fogarty says fishery scientists have been observing the same pattern among marine animals.
We have a study ongoing by a postdoctoral researcher here, Janet Nye, who's been looking at 36 species of fish, and about half of them from 1968 through 2007 have shown a significant northward shift in their distribution.
Cod and lobster are both on the list of species being pushed north, but according to sources familiar with those fisheries, global warming is essentially a case of insult added to injury. Tom Dempsey, a policy analyst with the Cape Cod Commercial Hook Fishermen's Association, says the injury was overfishing.
Warming's a serious concern, but it's really that over-harvesting has diminished the cod stocks to 10 or 12% of their historical biomass. So warming didn't really create this problem.
Lobster and cod populations throughout New England have been decimated by overfishing. In recent years, numbers in more northerly waters have started to rebound, and scientists say it's unlikely that global warming will impact lobster or cod in the Gulf of Maine within the next century. But the situation in southern New England is rather different. Lobster populations south of Cape Cod haven't responded to fishery regulations, and scientists say that heat stress may be one reason why. Cod are in a similar situation. Water temperatures on George's Bank are already at or near the limits of what young cod can withstand. Dempsey says that's one factor hampering the recovery of notoriously temperature-sensitive cod stocks in the region.
A lot of folks and a lot of models have kind of shown that warming and some increases in predator populations are slowing or eliminating the rebound of the cod stocks in those spawning habitats. So that's kind of the bigger concern for us.
Dempsey says that rising water temperatures are making the effects of overfishing irreversible. But he says that won't have a huge economic impact on Cape Cod fishermen who have already had to adapt to the collapse of the cod fishery.
It's not going to represent a huge economic hit. The region is, and the fishery has really already absorbed the reality and the impact of the diminished cod stocks.
While he plays down the economic impacts, he says the cultural impacts of permanently losing the southern cod fishery can't be overstated.
The disappearance, the long-term disappearance and distribution shift of cod away from George's Bank, I think does represent a huge loss for the region. I mean, it's the flagship fishery and hugely important to the identity of this region. So to say that it won't have kind of a severe economic impact, I think is separate from the cultural impact.
Mike Fogarty says a possible silver lining on this dark cloud is that warmer waters will drive other commercially important species from the mid-Atlantic north into the Cape's waters. He suggests that blue crab, currently an icon of the Chesapeake Bay region, could step in for lobster.
There's some indication that they may in fact be increasing, so that might be an instance where lobster fishermen would be in a position, perhaps with some modifications to their gear, to switch to a different species like blue crab.
Several lobstermen expressed skepticism when presented with this idea, and Fogarty admits it's not a panacea.
It really depends on, of course, the market conditions for the different species are often very different, and the choices that fishermen make in terms of how they would try to adjust if these things occur, would depend on both the types of fishing gear that they use and the access they have to these other species.
Fogarty doesn't offer a strong candidate to replace cod. He mentions Atlantic croaker, also known as hardhead or drum. Commercial croaker landings in the mid-Atlantic and Gulf coasts have been similar to New England cod landings over the past decade. But the price per pound doesn't come close to matching up, and croaker is more often likened to freshwater trout in culinary terms. Fogarty also says following croaker would mean a shift in fishing grounds.
You know, it's not unlikely that it would be important, for example, in the Gulf of Maine or on Georgia's Bank, unless changes in temperature are much greater than what we're currently anticipating. But in areas that, you know, not far south from here, you'd expect to see them.
In the end, replacing cultural icons like cod and lobster simply may not be feasible. Fogarty says the only way to avoid such dire situations is to curb greenhouse gas emissions. But that will take decades to have an effect, and in the meantime, water temperatures will continue to rise. Fogarty says there's really nothing to be done in the short term except to build awareness and acceptance. For WCAI, the Cape and Islands NPR station, I'm Heather Goldstone.